Your voice.
Your life.
Your afternoon radio.
On 702 Afternoons.
With Relebogile Mabotja.
Let's talk about the revolution of femtech at 7 minutes to 2 o'clock. We're joined by Dr. Gladys Sesinyi, who is a medical doctor, about what it's all about. Doctor, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Hi, Rochelle. How are you?
I am good and so excited for this conversation, because femtech definitely covers a whole lot of issues relating to women in the medical field.
Actually, it's about time we have such conversations and such platforms, you know. It's just phenomenal. It's great.
And I know we'll get the opportunity to have a much more in-depth conversation, but for now, let's introduce to the listeners, what is femtech exactly?
Well, we can say it's just a technology that is specified actually for women's health. So, you know, I think a lot of people are familiar with it, but they do not know that it's called femtech. But it's actually using technology to address female health issues, or rather things around the woman's health, you know. We have like menstrual tracking apps when you're pregnant, those pregnancy tracking device. Like, there's a lot of things. Even in our phones nowadays, we have apps that actually allow us to track our fertility and all of that. Everything that is just around in the womb, which is one organ that the woman has that the other gender doesn't have, obviously.
So it's all the type of tools and apps that you can get access to on your phone. I absolutely love it. I use the Flow app to track my cycle, and it's so great with giving insights. Being somebody who suffers from fibroids, you get so much information. And then also the tracking of, you know, on the What to Expect app when you're pregnant, it's an amazing app to follow. But I have a question. So I initially was nervous about putting such personal information in an app. Can you quickly chat to us about the data and why you would still encourage us making use of it? Because the last thing we want is now somebody sitting somewhere knowing, today is her day.
Yeah. Well, take it as going to a gynecologist.
Yes.
You know, there is patient-doctor confidentiality. Oh, my God.
Confidentiality, yeah. I got you. Doctor-patient confidentiality. Yes, I got you.
So they cannot, and also there's a copyright. So they cannot leak your information to anyone. Mm. What you put in that that app is just between you and the app.
Mm.
It's just a guideline to help you navigate your, I can say, feminism in a way,
yes,
or your health as a woman, you know. There's no leaking of information that has been found. These apps are just safe, and you can leave the app when you want to leave it. If you feel like there's something that is wrong, which I haven't discovered at all.
Yes.
And you are also using, I was using the What to Expect app at some point.
Yes.
And then, there are just a lot of apps. There's also in the iPhone, there's iHealth, which is also helping a lot with that. And you know, when you have a phone, you're always on your phone.
Yes.
So there's no way to miss things, you know. There's also Samsung Health. I think Huawei also has a health app of their own.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no leaking of information at all. It's just between you and the app.
So what I think we need to do, Doctor, is get you back to have a more in-depth conversation, because I really want us to take our time to talk about African femtech apps, because we know that there are some people on this continent doing amazing things. We are speaking about the big apps, but the ladies can all head over to their Google Play stores or app stores and just search the different apps that can track specifically what we as women go through, give us insights, and maybe even save a life here and there where needed. So I hope you will indulge us and come back to have a more in-depth conversation. Thank you so much, Doctor.